You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So here we go. Guys, listen up. I will say, honestly, this is for the guys, and I am going to mention a brand name just because everybody's got a Chipotle in there. Okay. So, you know, what do you do when you get a hankering for takeout, but your wife is like going, you know you're not. You tweet. Really? I bet you never thought of this. So a guy known as The Dad tweets out at Chipotle Tweets. That's their handle, Chipotle. He said, I want to get takeout tonight, but my wife doesn't. Can you please tweet that today is National Burrito Takeout Day or something? Thanks. That's really, you can see the smile on his face, right? And then he tweets again, her name is Laura, if you'd like to personalize it, right? Probably just thinking, hey, you know, lo and behold, on the Twitter sphere appears from the great food chain of Chipotle. Today is National Laura Eats Chipotle Day. Well, that's good. See, they're not lying about it. So I thought they handled that excellent, excellent, right? And sure enough, the wife tweets the dad, you making salmon tonight? And he said, nah, it's National Laura Eats Chipotle Day. And she's like, ha ha, that's not a thing. And then he retweets the Chipotle tweet. Today is National Laura Eats Chipotle Day. And the next one shows a picture. He's got the biggest smile on his face. And he goes, we did it.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
At a Big Daddy Weave concert. And I've taught the Mike Weaver. And he's been through so much with his brother being so sick and having amputated leg. You know, if you know all about that, check it out. That's quite a thing. And they're from Mobile, Alabama. And we talked about music there and stuff and, you know, the life of being a Christian musician and things. He is so talented, oozing talent. Big Daddy Weave, man, oh, man. And he was talking about something that he heard recently, and I thought I would share it with you.
I just recently heard Mike Weaver about a scientific study that suggests that the part of your brain that processes anxiety and the part of your brain that processes Thanksgiving can't happen at the same time. Which I'm not much of a scientist, but in Philippians it says, be anxious for nothing, right? But in everything, with prayer and asking for help, with thanksgiving, bring your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds. Doesn't that sound good tonight?
Ooh, yeah. Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
Picturing you arriving to where you work or whatever, you know, go to school maybe if you're still in the right frame of mind. Sometimes, as you may well know, really riles people up. You're kind of shedding a light on their demons, maybe. That's somebody put it that way. He said, yeah, they're riled up because you're putting the light on their demons. People work in the dark. Demons work in the dark. They don't like the light shining, right? It's shining, boy. When you come in the room, I'll tell you that right now. It's true. It does. God goes with you. That's it. That's truth. And I was thinking about, this happened. Well, I'm changing everything around right now. This happened, actually, years ago. But I know the lady whose daughter was listening to a particular radio station in our area, commercial radio station. And on that radio station, they had a caller and called in, and he's upset. What are you so upset about? I can't stand my worker, my fellow worker. He comes into work, he's all happy and everything. This is true. See, I can't stand it. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, you know, we want to be grumpy. He didn't really say that, but And the guy on the radio was like, what's right? It's because he listens to that Christian radio station driving to work, and he comes to work, and he's all happy. And
the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
The Sound of Life.
This is the How's Your Garden Growing segment here. They even have a song for that, which I didn't know till
by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
There you go. Well, we're gonna check in with the CEO, Connie. Yeah, we get her on the line right here. Cup of Joe Morning Show. She did a garden last year. We talked about it. This year, I imagine probably a little more extensive, probably because I know she wasn't going to be daunted. She did pretty well. And I would imagine this time of the season, the garden's going along pretty big, right, Connie?
It is. Of course, with all this rain we've been having,
ooh,
everything's growing like crazy, but that also means all the weeds are growing like crazy, too. So got to try to keep up with some of those if we can, but it's tough.
How do you do that? You have to pull them out, right?
You have to pull them out, yeah.
That's terrible.
I mean, some people use like these, I don't know, some kind of special garden hoe kind of thing.
Yeah.
That helps remove the weeds, but I don't have one of those, so I just get down on my hands and knees and pull them out.
Good gift for Connie. Anybody who wants to get her, kind of gardening gift, there it is right there, man. I'll tell you. I think that would help a lot. I really do.
I've got a spaghetti squash that's, probably 7 inches long already, and it
woken up. Wait a minute. What's a spaghetti squash?
It's a type of a squash that when you the stuff inside of it kind of pulls apart in strings like spaghetti.
Oh, you do that
and
on purpose?
You can use it as a substitute for spaghetti.
Oh, no kidding.
Spaghetti noodles, which you could try because you're gluten free.
Yeah, that's right. It was a vegetable noodle. Oh. Pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll bring one in so you can give it a try.
Well. On with the show.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
This theme song is about to become as familiar as the... Andy... How'd that start out? Now I can't think how it started. The Andy Griffith theme song. But anyway, if you've been watching the last 3 years or so, you know this is the theme from The Chosen. If you've seen the latest TV guide, you may be stunned to see Jesus on the cover. While Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus in The Chosen, right on the cover of the TV guide. Yes, indeedy. One thing you should know, if you don't know, that Dallas Jenkins, who is the writer of The Chosen there and the director, his father is Jerry Jenkins, who did the Left Behind series. So it makes sense then that when Dallas posted on social media, when I was growing up, I loved TV Guide, I loved reading the recaps, and because I wasn't allowed to watch most of the shows listed, it was my primary connection to this world of entertainment. I was intrigued by, and I remember thinking even back then, wouldn't it be cool if there was good stuff in there related to stories of faith? But it seemed impossible. And now check this out. In the upcoming issue, our little show is on the cover. Can you believe it? We want this show out there everywhere, easy to find. Like the song says, hide it under a bushel? No, I'm letting it shine. So, let others know what's inside there, of course. It's really very cool. I'm on the app. I have the app for my phone, and so that's how I watch. And every once in a while, I pay it forward. It is crowdfunded, which basically is like the Sound of Life ministry. We're crowdfunded. You're the crowd, right? But it's been absolutely phenomenal, and now the breakout... is, I guess, it's on the CW on Sundays now. I was watching. I couldn't believe it. The ball game went off, and there's The Chosen. I'm like, am I in heaven now? What is happening? Well, how will season 4 play out? I had a good time watching people watch it for the first time. Pretty amazing. Do yourself a favor. If you haven't seen it, watch it for the first time. You'll be like, I can't believe this. It's amazing.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
Good morning. Yes.
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay, tell me something then. Wait.
You're talking about a man that's had a blessed life.
Yes, sir.
I've had a wife that loves me and I love her. I got 3 kids I'm proud of. I've had some good dogs in my life.
Right.
And I've rode some good horses. And there's a lot of people ain't had none of that.
Wow.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.